Christmas Day is upon us. 9/3. How about 9/23? Add 20 days. First full day of fall as far as the weekday is concerned. Yesterday, actually, the first day, first full day of fall. The switch over took place Saturday. And it was a wild weekend for some because of the full moon. And that may explain what happened in Kenya, or maybe not. Maybe it's just that the world is going to hell. My father used to say in the last few years of his life, when reflecting back upon how things were as he grew up, without making reference to World War II or to the various and sundry things that befell the world during the Depression, then the world was going to hell after Vietnam and after going into... And he didn't like what was going on in our country, but he didn't pay much attention to what was going on outside the country. Whereas today, with the state of communications, we find out about things immediately, and thus the focus on this deadly attack over the weekend. An upscale mall in Nairobi, Kenya. Now, I've been in Nairobi, Kenya, and I don't know what their definition of an upscale mall is, but an upscale mall is not what we would consider an upscale mall, but for them it was, and 68 people who were there are dead, 175 injured. As of about an hour ago, authorities believe 10 people are being held hostage in the mall. The FBI is looking into a claim that American citizens have been involved in the attack, and that's probably likely because Americans travel more frequently to places like this to get to their roots. It's not the kind of place you'd go. Well, I shouldn't say. You can go there on a vacation. I just found going to Addis Ababa and Nairobi to be startling experiences. But this was this would be mid-late 90s when I went over there. Deadliest attack in Kenya since 1998 when Al-Qaeda blew up the U.S. embassy there, killing 213. So you've got a Stinkerino connection, although it's a little early to figure out what's what and who's who. There are some conversations that have taken place over the weekend with regard to this. So we have, as usual, on Monday morning, Ken has monitored. Ken Kessler is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. This is the Good Morning Program. Hello. I looked at this over the weekend. I thought to myself, what in the world? And really, what in the world? Remember that old song, "What in the world's come over you?" Maybe we'll change that. What in the world's come over us? You remember the reference that I made, Ken, it wasn't in this hour, to what my doctor said about the human species. And what, I'm going to paraphrase what he said because it wasn't nice, what we have going for us individually and collectively, in many instances, isn't very good, isn't very nice. And so we wonder why it is. If those of us who believe there is a God or a force or infinite intelligence, what this brings about. And so you're welcome to reflect on any of the things that I touch on or bring up some of your own questions, concerns, ideas at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com. Or you can send us, communicate with us on Facebook, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. So what is the track when it comes to this attack in Kenya? What are people saying in genuinely strong, earnest, and intelligent terms, Kenny?
Most people are shocked. There are lots of comments on Twitter about just sending prayers. Some people handle this kind of thing with sarcasm. Jason says, "You think that's bad? Try living in Chicago for a change." David says, "Why on earth don't people around the globe hold Islam hostage in return?" And Ronald says, "What happened in a mall in Kenya can happen anywhere."
That is true. That is very true. So let's listen to a piece of the ABC Sunday program. Martha Raddatz talking to Congressman Peter King, and this may be very short because I find him to be one of the most annoying gas bags that exists in the United States Congress or any place politically. But he's a member of the House Intelligence Committee. One wonders how intelligent the Intelligence Committee is with guys like this on it. Anyway, let's listen to a portion of this conversation.
What can you tell us about what kind of attack this was, who they believe is responsible?
Well, Martha, this was a very sophisticated attack, very similar to what we saw in Mumbai. And by all indicators, this was carried out by Al-Shabaab, which is based out of Somalia. When I was chairman of the Homeland Security Committee 2 years ago, I conducted a hearing on Al-Shabaab. It's an extremely deadly organization, very well trained, and it's one of the only Al-Qaeda affiliates which actually has actively recruited here in the United States. There is at least 40 to 50 Somali Americans have gone from the United States to Somalia to be trained. A number of them have been killed, but there's others still alive. So I would assume that the FBI and local law enforcement are looking into those Somali American communities today for any leads or indicators, using all their sources and resources to make sure that there's no follow-up attempt here in the United States.
And how about any information on whether some of those Somali Americans might be involved in this attack? Anything on that yet?
No, I have not heard if any of them are involved or not. We know there's probably still 15 to 20 Somali Americans who are still active over there. The concern would be if any of them have come back to the United States and would use those abilities here in the United States. Also, Martha, this shows, I think, the really growing influence of Al-Qaeda in Africa. You have Al-Shabaab now in Somalia going off into Kenya, carrying out an attack outside of its own country. Now, for years, the State Department did not want to declare
Al-Shabaab. That's enough of him. 888-302-3684. All I hear from him is fear, scare tactics, and him puffing up his own chest. When I was chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, we had hearings on Al-Shabaab. At any rate, maybe there's something. Do we learn something from that, Kenny? I guess there's probably a bit of information if it wasn't prejudiced by his own ego. What do we learn from that?
Maybe a nugget, but I think it's still too early in this.
Right.
There's a couple. There was a terrorist group that actually took responsibility for this attack on Twitter, of all things. But you know, that all has to be checked out anyway.
Right.
So it's still a fluid kind of thing. It's still going on right now.
And as usual with the case, the news media gets there first, tries to get it right, or at least get some information that's right, but you don't know. All they want to do is be first, and we don't have to go back very far, a week or so. As a matter of fact, I think it was it 2 weeks ago today when that shooting? No, it was a week ago today.
Yeah,
the shooting
one
took
week.
Place, and all of the misinformation that came out of that. So I'm not sure that I would trust. We'll talk about it and suggest this is what somebody has said, but I'm not going to tell you this is the truth. I never tell you that anyway, unless it's something I believe in my heart to be true, and that goes on gut more than anything else oftentimes. Having been involved in this sort of conversation for a long, long time, I can pretty much, it's like talking to people and doing this for a long time, so I pretty much have a BS factor. The level, it's like a dipstick in the oil. Enough already with some of this. 888-302-3684. Okay, so I'll have another piece of the pie from a radio program, and then we'll move on, but we need to know at least what's going on there. We'll talk about Obamacare later on in this hour for sure. This is the Good Day program at 16 after the hour.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in the cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian zing? They got Asian zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
tonight on NBC, America's favorite singing competition returns.
This is The Voice.
And guess who's back? Christina and CeeLo together again with Blake and Adam.
I love Maroon 5.
Sorry, I don't know how to respond when you say something nice.
They're reunited and it feels so good.
He speaks one language over there.
It's called winning.
The Voice returns tonight, followed by James Spader in the premiere of The Blacklist, the show USA Today calls the fall's best new drama, tonight on NBC.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
888-302-3684 on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The Kenya Mall situation. Hostages being held by this group supposedly linked to Al-Qaeda in Nairobi have not been released despite a statement from the military there that most had been rescued. The thing about the military, the thing about that country that I remember is the complete and utter chaos and corruption that takes place in the government in many of these Central African countries that are on the Horn of Africa, very corrupt. So the military is not there to protect. Their military is there to go around and collect. And they're kind of like the police that are out there. They say they're trying to help you drive more safely. When they stop you with a radar and they give you a ticket for $110, make no mistake, they're revenue enhancement officers. They're a little more blatant about it. The military, the police in places like this are nothing to be dealt with, or you don't trivialize with them, because if you don't do what they ask you to do, they just shoot you. I mean, this is not a country where you're going to find a lot of the same sorts of things. Whether they call this an upscale mall or not, this is not a country that is progressive. This is a country that has large military. People go to work for the government because there's nothing else for them to do. There are where these people get money to run the country in ways that you don't even want to know about. Frankly, but a lot of it has to do with what comes into the country. There are all kinds of tariffs. It's a terrifying place in many ways. Not as bad, probably, as what goes on the other side of Africa. But still, this is not a pleasant place to be, and things that are going on there, it's very confusing who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. So that's as much as I know at the moment. More, though, in a matter of moments here. This is Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Beyoncé becoming more and more well-known around the world. Nothing seems to be able to stop her. Down in Brazil during a performance there a few days ago, one of the fans got a little excited and yanked her off the stage. I don't know if you saw pictures of this or not. The incident looked kind of scary on face value, but that didn't stop her at all. She kept singing. She put her mic out in the crowd for fans to sing along with her. She was singing Irreplaceable when this dude who was shirtless pulled her from the stage and into the pit. Security forces ran up. They got her away from the fan. She was in good spirits, good sport about it. She was heard shouting to security, "Hey, hey, hey, it's all right. He just got excited." And then shook the guy's hand. Yeah, happens to the best of us, right? 888-302-3684. We're talking about the latest in news, or at least information that can be bantered about from Kenya. And Kenny was saying it looks like a Western-style mall. Very interesting dichotomy in this part of the world. Really is. There's so many different contrasts. There's so many. I was talking about Nigeria earlier when comparing and contrasting. So many things that this don't really add up about this part of the world. Here's radio host Jason Rance talking to CBS National Security Analyst Juan Zarate about the terror group behind this attack.
Why the Watergate Mall? What do we know about this particular mall and the type of person who even shops there? Why was this a target?
Well, I've never been there myself, but from what I understand and from the footage and pictures I've seen, this is a high-end mall catering to sort of the upper end of Kenyan society, as well as expats, Westerners, and tourists. Keep in mind that Kenya gets a lot of its revenue from tourist dollars, and a lot of Western agencies are based there, and so this is a high-end place where you would get a mix of shoppers, and no doubt it's a soft target of opportunity for any violent group and certainly a terrorist organization trying to hit not just Kenyans but perhaps even Westerners.
Well, let's talk about Al-Shabaab, this group who, I can't believe I actually am saying this, on their Twitter account they've officially taken responsibility for this.
Yeah.
Who are they? Who are they? Are they affiliated with Al-Qaeda?
Yes, Al-Shabaab is a movement based in Somalia. It's in essence an insurgent militia group that has both ideological and operational ties to Al-Qaeda. It's been designated and labeled as an Al-Qaeda affiliate by the United States government. It has been fighting for control of Mogadishu, control of territory in Somalia, since at least 2005, 2006, with remnants of Al-Qaeda in East Africa helping. And it's a group that has done a lot of damage to the transitional federal government in Mogadishu, as well as the African Union forces, Ethiopian forces, Kenyan forces that have been trying to fight them in Somalia. This is a movement, again, tied to international terrorist organizations, so that has led to their involvement in attacks outside of Somalia, to include Uganda. Remember the World Cup attack in Kampala, the capital of Uganda. Al-Shabaab also has recruited foreign recruits, and so there have been Americans who've gone to train and fight with Al-Shabaab. And in fact, just recently, the guy from Alabama, Omar Hamami, well known mm-hmm. because of his social media accounts and videos, was killed by fellow jihadis. And so this is a dangerous group, one that has created instability in the region and has created headaches for Western counterterrorism officials.
888-302-3684. All right, so that's the latest. There, as I said, a lot of dichotomy there. But Al-Qaeda, if we're going to go after someplace, we've got to go after Somalia. Never mind what's going on in Syria. Half past or 28 after on Good Day.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
It's time to mug up. Strike a pose with your favorite coffee mug for a shot at winning a year's worth of Dunkin' Donuts coffee and other great prizes. Now through June 2nd, 2014, Dunkin' Donuts coffee fans will be challenged to take a photo that captures a different mug-up theme. Mary Beth Burns, Vice President, Corporate Communications, the J.M. Smucker Company.
One thing Dunkin' Donuts coffee fans have in common is passion. Show us your creativity by photographing your best mugshot for a chance to win great prizes. September's theme is Mug Hug, so we want coffee enthusiasts to snap pictures hugging their favorite coffee mug. The cozier, the better.
No purchase necessary. Visit DunkinAtHome.com for complete official rules, prize details, odds of winning, and entry requirements. The promotion runs now through June 2nd, 2014 at 11:59 a.m. Eastern. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
After the hour now on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program, welcoming WTNT listeners in Washington, WBOB listeners in Chattanooga, WRHL listeners in Rockford, Illinois, WAK, say it again, Doug, ATK listeners in Allgood, Tennessee, KLPW listeners in St. Louis, WCCM listeners in Manchester, New Hampshire, KLO listeners in Ogden, Utah, WRIK listeners in Paducah, Kentucky, to the Good Day program. How do you do? A lot of people are still working, speaking on the how do you do list. Let me just bring you up to date quickly. The gunman who connected to Al-Qaeda in some way, shape, or form through Al-Shabaab, storming that mall in Nairobi, 68 people, I think, when we go in with that number, Kenny, isn't that the right number? 68 people are dead, I think, or is it more than that? No.
I think they're now saying 69.
69, okay. I thought I saw that in the last half hour. So that's it. The hostages are still under siege, and so who knows what happens next. Most of the hostages were released. There is a big military group there, but many of them are sympathetic to this Islamic group, Al-Shabaab. So you don't really know who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. There were Canadians there, British there, Americans there, and so that's that. The next item has to do with the shooting a week ago today in the Navy Yard and the scrutiny that that has gone under. Again, a lot of focus on these sorts of things on the Sunday morning news programs that are on the major television networks. So we'll listen to a piece of an interview David Gregory did on NBC's Meet the Press here. He talks to Wayne LaPierre from the NRA. Wayne LaPierre says things could have gone much differently, of course, if there were a lot of guns there. And he may make a good argument. I've not heard this outtake yet, so let's listen together.
Is this the new normal? Another mass shooting, a former New York City police commissioner described it that way. The president talked about almost a routine that the country goes through after these horrific acts. Is that what we're forced to live with at this point?
Well, let's talk about this week. David, this is a tragedy that should not have happened, a memorial service that should not be taking place, and victims that should not be victims. In a post-9/11 world, a naval base within miles from Congress, the White House, 7 miles from here, largely left unprotected, a terrorist target, a high-value terrorist target, completely unprotected. That can't stand. NRA is calling today for layers of security around our military bases. And the other thing we need to take a look at is all these brave men and women that are trained in firearms, that signed up to serve in the military, they're largely disarmed on our military bases. We need to look at letting the men and women that know firearms and are trained in them do what they do best, which is protect and survive.
This is similar. After Newtown, you were outspoken in saying that more security was the answer. This is what you said after that massacre.
The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
This was the Navy Yard. There were armed guards there, Mr. LaPierre. Does that not undermine your argument?
No, the whole country, David, knows the problem is there weren't enough good guys with guns. When the good guys with guns got there, it stopped. I mean, what really happened here? The mental health situation of the country is in complete breakdown.
And I do want to get to that, but let's just focus on the security aspect, because can it be the sliding scale where you do have armed guards there, but now there's not enough armed guards? And when it comes to schools, if only we had an armed guard and then we had teachers who had weapons, then we could stop it. I mean, where does it stop?
How could anybody look at what happened this week and say there was enough security there? I mean, there was one guy, a private security firm. God bless him. He ran toward the fire. There were six others there that were guarding the gates. The Capitol Hill SWAT team was told to stand down. Where's the outrage about that? The radios didn't work. We need to turn 7 minutes response. We need to turn 30 minutes before they bring down the shooter into 7 seconds and 30 seconds. That's what we need to be doing, and that's what I'm talking about with armed response. There's not a homeowner in Northern Virginia that if somebody's breaking in their door would be satisfied with 30 minutes.
You know, I'm not necessarily, even though I'm a member of the NRA, I think that LaPierre is not the right guy to be the lead. But in this circumstance, I think he had a few things, Kenny, to say that are fairly accurate. Why is it that on a base, a military base, they have contract employees involved in security? Who respects any of these? And I'm sorry, those of you who may do this for a living, these flatfoots that are sort of cop wannabes in many circumstances. I don't know that that's the case here, but why wouldn't there be military police? And if somebody says it's because of the sequester, they should be eliminated from the discussion. How's that? Maybe a little more tactful than what I'm really thinking. I'm so tired of these phony balonies using the sequester cuts as the excuse for this. There's plenty of money in the Defense Department budget. The waste, the fraud, the corruption, we all know what the numbers are. They have an almost $800 billion budget, and the Government Accounting Office has underscored yet again more recently that if we spend under $500 billion, $460, $480, somewhere in there, and got rid of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, and the abuse, we'd have exactly the same protection as we do now, perhaps even better if you put men and women to work. I think he is right. LaPierre is right when it comes to there being no military personnel who have arms on the base, or very few of them. That seems to be ludicrous to me. And one would wonder what sort of politically correct motivation there is. Anybody who's been involved or is on a base now, you want to comment? We've got a half a dozen bases that listen to this program around the country. 888-302-3684 if you have a good comment, or you can aim it at facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter. What do we have there about this, Kenny?
There's nothing else right now. Just people are really focusing on the just shocked about what happened in Kenya this weekend.
Well,
that's what a lot of the comments
we've had
between that and the government shutdown.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to get to that in a matter of moments. There are a lot of people who want to talk about Obamacare, government shutdown. This is the last week of September. First of October is next Tuesday. So what does that mean for those of you who are government employees, maybe a little nervous? I'm not sure you need to be too nervous, but at any rate, they'll figure out a way to work this out. I thought maybe you might be interested in a few of the Emmy winners from last night. It was quite a good show in the main. There were some things I was in and out of it. I thought the Voice winning Outstanding Reality Competition was pretty interesting. I also thought some of these actors and actresses who won Best Supporting Roles especially, and this Bob Newhart got the award earlier, and I thought that was cool. His guest slot on The Big Bang Theory. Julie Louis-Dreyfus won for her role in Veep, Best Actress in a Comedy Series. Tony Hale, this is Veep, got a lot of... HBO got so many great awards. I think, didn't Jeff Daniels win?
Jeff Daniels, yeah.
For his role. I think that's... And I happened to watch... As that was on, I thought to myself, you know what? I haven't seen that show for a while. Let's see if I can find it on HBO. So I went over and watched it. Anyway, some of the highlights from that show last night. 888-302-3684. All right, we'll take one call on the comments that I made, and James is in Lynchburg, Virginia with them. So go ahead, James, you're on. Good day. Hi.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
You're right, it's not sequester. The problem with having contractors started a long time ago. I joined the Army under the Cold War, and it later changed to a low-intensity conflict-type mission when we started downsizing. And a lot of our jobs that we used to have green suitors do are now moved to contracting to include security. And after post 9/11, a lot of open installations became closed. And when you needed people to rotate in and out of conflict or combat, you needed to have a consistent force there to secure our bases. Now, to that point, the only people that are allowed to carry weapons because of, you know, what had happened prior with the rules changing, the laws changing, the only people allowed to carry weapons would be the guards at the gates. And even a lot of those guards that are civilians don't even carry weapons. So we've actually stripped a lot of those weapons away from our service personnel.
How much of that is related to Hassan and his shoot 'em up down at Fort Bliss in 2009? Is this a reaction to that? I don't know the answer. That's why I'm asking the question.
Well, I don't know. As far as military people not carrying guns, no, that's been around long before
longer
that.
Longer than that, okay.
Yes, sir. Hassan was, you know, you can easily carry your weapon on the post or bases. You know, they randomly check if you had a DOD sticker, which they took those away. They would randomly check, so it wasn't hard to bring weapons on. It's really just a luck of the draw if you got pulled over to get inspected, but most people could probably sneak a weapon on. With Hassan, the case, you know, he obviously he was bent on doing what he was going to do. There were a lot of triggers, and even with this case at the Navy Yard, there were a lot of flags that were probably should have been noticed beforehand. And then I agree with you, probably should go to a mental health aspect. But I also agree with the NRA that, you know, I've been trained in weapons for 20-plus years. I probably could handle that a lot better than the average civilian.
The average civilian is, these people don't belong in these bases. James, thanks for the call. They don't. They don't belong there. The military's there. Let them take care of protecting the institution themselves. What are we hiring? Whose idea was that, to hire these contractors that, as this gentleman just suggested, are not anywhere near as well trained as those people who have gone through the process to become qualified to wear the uniform? 888-302-3684. Let's spend the rest of the hour talking about Obamacare as time allows with your comments as well. It's 15 before the hour now on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. The New York Times best-selling book, Eating on the Wild Side, explores different ways to maximize the amount of nutrients we get from our food. The author is researcher Joe Robinson.
I've gathered hundreds of suggestions about how to get back some of these missing wild nutrients, but three things are really the easiest and most important things to do. And one of them is to eat more berries. all berries are excellent for us. They're surprisingly high in fiber. It's a kind of fiber that's not gritty, so we don't know it's there. It's a soluble fiber loaded with antioxidants. And it used to play a really major part in our diet when we were living on wild food. Say we eat, on average, 1 tablespoon of berries a week. I recommend that people eat 1/2 to 1 cup a day. And although berries are a little more expensive than other fruits and vegetables, you need to look upon them as both food and medicine. Something else we can do is we can eat some dark green leafy greens or red leafy greens. They have many, not just antioxidants, but vitamins as well. And we need to stay away from super sweet foods that are low in nutrients. And unfortunately, many of our tropical fruits are that way. And our melons, they're wonderful, crunchy, sweet, you know, really refreshing fruits and vegetables. But we need to eat more of the mangoes. Being more selective about those fruits on a daily basis is going to be hugely beneficial.
Health writer Joe Robinson, author of the new book, Eating on the Wild Side. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg with an English lesson for the day. Nouns and verbs. Which one are you? Would you rather be known as a noun, which is a person, place, or thing, or would you rather be known as a verb? What is a verb? A verb is action. Well, if you've been listening to these vignettes, of course you know the answer I'm going to say, and that is as follows. We should never be a person, place, or thing. We should be a verb surrounded by actions that take people, places, and things, including ourselves, to a much, much higher level. What I want you to do today is I want you to make a list of verbs that define you and make them aggressive, make them powerful, make them energetic, give them enthusiasm, give them your personality, give them the action that will take those nouns to high levels. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in a cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian zing? They got Asian zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
888-302-3684 here on the Good Day Program. All right, let's spend the rest of the time we have here in this hour talking about Obamacare, whether or not you're worried that the government will shut down. Is it good? Is it bad? Sunday morning programs focused on this a lot, starting with Chris Wallace on Fox talking to Karl Rove about the increasing number of Republicans who are turning on Senator Ted Cruz over the plan to shut down the government.
This has been one of the strangest weeks I've ever had in Washington, and I say that because as soon as we listed Ted Cruz as our featured guest this week, I got unsolicited research and questions, not from Democrats, but from top Republicans who to hammer Cruz. Why are Republicans so angry at Ted Cruz?
Well, because this was a strategy laid out by Mike Lee and Ted Cruz without any consultation with their colleagues. Mike Lee of Utah lays it out on July 9th without having ever brought it up at the Thursday meeting of the senators to say, we've got an idea. And look, you cannot build a congressional majority in either party for any kind of action unless you are treating your colleagues with some certain amount of respect and saying, hey, what do you think of my idea? And instead, they have dictated to their colleagues through the media and through public statements and not consulted them about this strategy at all. I do want to correct one small thing that Senator Cruz said. He said Republicans enjoy an advantage on health care in the Wall Street Journal poll this week. I wish it were true. The advantage in the Wall Street Journal poll was Americans favor Democrats, trust Democrats more on health care, 37 to 29. Now, the bad news for the Democrats is this is a historic low number for them, but Republicans don't have an advantage on it. At the time of the 2010 elections, it was 42-32, so they had a 10-point advantage. Now they've got an 8-point advantage.
888-302-3684. This government shutdown thing does seem to have some people worried. When we come back in a few moments, a piece of a radio program where an analyst thinks that this is going to be a tough thing to avoid, that is a government shutdown in the next week. Are you worried about it? A lot of people say, good, close it down, stop it. Let's see what happens if government stops, everything stops. Yeah, I don't know if that's a great idea. We'll figure it out here. 51 after the hour.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Snap 53 after, as the morning opens up to discussions of the issues of the day, the important stories of the day, and what all of this may mean to you. That sometimes helps people get a more of a focus, because sometimes some of the things that we're talking about don't mean anything to you, and that may be the case. I can't hit the home run with everybody. Try to find the hottest things and deal with them with as much strength as possible, but there are many of you, I think, who don't really care about whether the government shuts down. So I have to meter that with those who want to be angry about Obamacare, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let's get a couple of pieces of the pie from CBS. First, Face the Nation host Bob Schieffer talks to Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma. Coburn says there's no way the plan to shut down the government over Obamacare can work.
What is your message to House Republicans this morning who passed this budget that we can't continue government operations and funding the rest of the government unless we defund Obamacare?
Well, I think it's a great attempt to raise the issue of some of the weaknesses and the problems with Obamacare, but it's not a tactic that we can actually carry out and be successful. And I am sure that the Senate is going to move that bill forward. The ironic thing, Bob, is that the answer now in the Senate by those who propose the strategy is to filibuster the very bill they said they wanted. And that's what's wrong with the tactic. We don't have the ability, both according to CRS nor politically, do we have the ability to put a total stop and defund Obamacare. It'd be nice if we did. I'd be in the fight. So I think they're going to get a chance again this next week to vote again and send us something different than that. because Harry Reid and the votes are in the Senate, that this is going to be changed and sent back to the House.
So there is no way, what you're saying this morning, there is no way that this could possibly pass in the Senate. And so why did they do this, do you think?
Well, there was a tremendous demand among special interests to try to prevent this bill from totally being implemented because of the dangers to our country, the ultimate cost. I agree with them that if we could do this, we should do it, but we can't. And the political reality, you know, tactics and strategies ought to be based on what the real world is. And we do not have the political power to do this. And so we're not about to shut the government down over the fact that we cannot, only controlling one house of Congress, tell the president that we're not going to fund any portion of this because we can't do that.
All right, so that's, for those of you just wondering who that is, Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma. Here's host Steve Scott talking to Bob Fuss from CBS about this battle and the threats that are going back and forth.
Bob, stop us if we've heard this before. When is the deadline for a budget deal this time?
It's the end of the month, basically the end of next week, or the 30th to be precise. And, you know, basically, I mean, this is a routine kind of thing that Congress just doesn't seem to be able to do routinely anymore. That's when all the bills are due to fund the government. They haven't finished any of them. They're not going to. So they need a temporary measure to fund the government for a few more months. And Speaker John Boehner had one last week that he thought he could pass and get done. But there was a revolt, basically, from a lot of the Tea Party Republicans in the House saying they're not going to pass anything unless it cuts off money for Obamacare, which, of course, is a non-starter with the Senate and the president. And so we're back to facing a deadline crisis.
Well, now, the president seems to be squarely warning Republicans, paraphrasing, don't risk the economic recoveries we've made by forcing a shutdown.
Well, and that's only part of the problem here, because, I mean, the shutdown would have a serious economic impact. If nothing else, you have a lot of federal employees, including military, who wouldn't get paid. But very soon thereafter, probably within another few weeks, we need the debt ceiling dealt with. And if that is not dealt with, if the debt ceiling isn't increased, that allows the Treasury to borrow money to pay the bills that have already been run up, that could cause serious economic havoc, because then bondholders would not be paid.
You touched on this earlier. The president's health care plan plays a role in all this. Tell us more about that.
Well, it's actually an odd thing because, you know, these budget battles in the past few years have been about the budget, where Republicans were demanding that there be spending cuts and no tax increases. And that was an argument that went back and forth and was to some extent compromisable. And there were a number of budget cuts made. What the Republicans are doing now, at least in the House, is basically saying they only have one issue now, and that is they want to roll back Obamacare.
I think that the issue here is that's what some of the Republicans are saying, not all of the Republicans. But there's business as usual, and then there's, okay, let's...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.